We are learning Masechta Sivam Mitzav Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. We're going through different Amarayim and Tarayim. Hold Odom Makna Davos Shalav Balayla. We already passed Rav, Rav Huna and Rav, and Rav Chi and Rav Yanai. Now we're up to Rebbe, the Talmud and the Brisa. It says the Pasuk in Parashat Kisei, say, Loisaske Eved El Adonav. Don't return Eved to his master. What does that mean? What does that mean? Rebbe Eimer, Blekech Eved Al Menasa Shachroi, Akosav Adaber. If someone buys, purchases an Eved Al Menasa Shachroi, the luck is he has to be Shachroi. He can't use him now because he ready, it's a Kenyan. Because Adam Makdos Al Elam. Hey Chidon, what's the case? I'm not going to be able you wrote him a star that says like this. Look at Shachacha. When I buy you, Hari Atzbecha Knoyolach Machshav, Machshav. Yourself is Kani for you from now. Ma'achshav gets a star, you have to say Ma'achshav because now the star gets ripped up. But upon him, even though you don't own the Eved yet, but you gave him a star that when I buy you, you're going to be freed, it works. So you see, Odom Makne Davoshav Lelam Adkekach is allowed in the Torah not to use him as Eved. You have to free him. If you gave him a star that when you buy him, you're going to free him, it's Chal and it works. That's Rebbe. Rameyer, the Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah, it's also the Tanya, to the Brisa. If you give a Isha Kedushin and you say it's Kedushin V'chal after I become a Ger, after you become a Geris, we had a similar case before. After I'm freed or you, it's Evan. After I'm freed or you're freed. After your husband dies, after your sister dies, I'm married to your sister. After you get chalitza from Yivama, ainoy mikudeshes. It doesn't work. Why not? Tanakama holds ain odom makna davar shloi v'loilam. Ramei even mikudeshes. Ramei says this is mikudeshes. You see clearly, Ramei holds odom makna davar shloi v'loilam. So up to we got Rebbe and Ramei. Now Rav Lezim Yaakov, the talent of the Brisa. Yes, Alkin Rav Yaakov. This is even more. What does it mean yes, Alkin? Because before that in the Brisa it says like this. The halacha is that if produce or fruits or vegetables that mechubar, you can't take off meiser on that. It's potter and meiser. So if you take meiser from things that are detached on something that's attached, it's mechiv ala ptor. If you take from the mechubar meiser on the talish, it's mehaptor ala chiv. So the halacha is, it's actually chal. Why? Because it's v'yada to detach it. That's what Tanakhama says. Even though right now it's attached to potter and meiser and trumois, this is beyodoy to detach it, he'll have to do it. Kumter Blaz Vyakh is even more than that, I'll tell you. Even if it didn't grow yet, a shlish, which is not chayv maisa yet, it's attached and it didn't grow a shlish. I can say when the shlish happens, it should be chal. That works. He goes, on the mak dovash avalelam. Yes, I can, Omar Blaz Vyakh, I feel him, Omar. Peris arugazu tlushim. This row of peris that's detached already. You, truma, peris arugazu mechubarim. On this row that's attached, oy peris aruga mechubarim. This row that's attached should be meiser al peris utlushim likishiva yushlish. When it reaches a shlish, ve yitlshu and you'll detach it. Ve yushlish ve yitlshu and you reach the shlish and it got attached. Dvarav kayamim. It works. Even though right now it's less than a shlish and it's mamish a major davar shloi b'loilam. Still dvarim kayamim. So that we got Rav Yaakov. Now we're going to Rav Akiva because this is the reason the whole thing started. Rav Akiva, the Tanan, we went to the Mishnah. Someone says, Aisha says, well, all the money I make should be Asur Beneda. In its Arkhlaf, Allah says you don't have to be made for it according to Tanakhama. Why? Because it's almost Shubba to the husband. Rav Akiva agrees with Shubba to the husband. Rav Akiva, you're fair, but you still should do Afara. Why? Shemet Hadif Lav Yisma Royaloi. Maybe you're going to make more money than he gets. If he's making more money than that, the Allah is, you have to be made for it, because that would be chal, it's not meshuvot. That part's not meshuvot. How do you make a ned on something that's not in the world yet? This is all of Nachma Yitzchak who said that Rav Huna is k'rav, and Rav is k'rav Yanai, and Rav Yanai is like Rav Chiyah, and Rav Chiyah is like Rabbi, and Rabbi is like Meir, and Meir is like Yaakov, and Yaakov is like Rav Akiva. But the Mara Forest, Lakha said that fear of Akiva, he doesn't know Odom Makdosh Olam. Why? You have to be made for, because he said Yitushu Yodai Le'oisehem. The hands should be kaddish, and the hands are ba'olam. So it's machloekas. Had learn up Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva on the makdav shloim. What he holds in Adam makne davar shloim ba'olam. Ad kan the sugya of Adam makdav shloim. Now we're going to go back to Yevamis sugis of Eid Echad by someone went and did a siyam. Bayimine Merav Sheshes. They asked a shayla from Rav Sheshes. Eid echad biyavama mahu. Now let's remember, in our Mishnah it says that Eid echad comes and tells a person your husband died. The halacha is she's allowed to get remarried. That's the halacha. It's halacha in our Mishnah. But let me ask you another question. If an Eid echad comes and says that her husband dies, is she allowed to do yibum? Is she allowed to do yibum or not? I mean, even now, Issa Eish Zach, besides the Issa Eish Zish, we're handling Issa Eish Zach.
Why do you believe
that? So why do we have that? A very good question. So we start before, because Daika Mitzvah, because if she gets remarried to someone and then her husband shows up, she gets a lot of knosses. Around 15 different knosses happens then. And therefore, she's very nervous about doing it. Therefore, she's very careful before she gets married, therefore, what she believed. And Shaila is, by Yavam, what's the halacha? Now, what's the Shaila? He's asking, what's the Shaila? Sigmar explains. Is the reason, together with Daika Mitzvah, there's another reason, an Iker reason. Because Milsa David de Gluye, the reason is because she's very careful because the guy can show up. You can't just make up a story, the husband died, and you know the husband's going to show up tomorrow, pull in. You look very funny. So therefore, she doesn't lie. So here also, to marry Yavam also, it's David de Gluye. Oy Dilma. The Iker reason, I'm saying the way Taisha says it, I don't know the Iker reason of Eid Echad is time of the Eid Echad is from the Ihi Daika Mitzvah because she's very careful before she remarries. But here, since the Shidduch she's handling is her brother-in-law, keeping the Zimun the Rachmalei, sometimes she loves her brother-in-law, she knows her brother-in-law, like Daika Mitzvah, she's not going to be careful. That means like this, that when she's marrying someone out, she's very careful she remarries. But when it's someone she knows, she's doing Yibum, she's eyeing this guy for years, She'll warp her sense of right and wrong, and she'll go ahead and do it. She won't have a daika mitzvah, and therefore she's not going to be believed. So the Gemara Shaila, like Tosis explains, is daika mitzvah the ikar reason, and here you don't have it, or the ikar reason is because of idla gluyin that you have here. So that's the Gemara Shaila, is the eight echad neman to do yibum. When the eight comes and says the husband died, can you do yibum? So the Gemara Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says Tanisua. It's our Mishnah, the Mishnah we had in Sadek Beis Amin Aleph on yesterday's daf. Tanisua, Amru la meis b'neich, v'acha meis b'aylech. The aide came and told her, we'll see what it is, two aide and one aide, but they came and told her that her son died, and afterwards her husband died. So now she's free to go because her husband died, but she has to yibum because her husband died without any children. B'nesiyah, mash did yibum, because they said they could do yibum, because first the son died, then the father. And she went to Yibum. They came and said, no, it's the opposite. First the husband died, then the son died. There's no din Yibum. Now it's the Eishu Shach Shloim Makom Mitzvah. The halacha is, Taitse, she has to leave the Yavam. Vlad Harisha and Vachra Mamza, and the children is a Mamza. So, hey Chidami, what's the case of this, of our Mishnah? We're saying a case where first she got remarried to the Yavam, and then someone came and said no, and they had to get divorced, and the children are a Mamza. Hey Chidami. He was talking about the first two Edom said that the son died first and then the husband died, and that's what she did Yibum. And then afterwards, two people say, no, it's the opposite. So, why being Samech on the second Edom? Like, what's up? It's Trey Trey. Why more Samech on the second one than the first one? Va'oid, Kasha number two is, it's a Mamzis, what's going on? It's a number two is that. It's a Mamza Suffolk only. It's a Mamza Suffolk. And if you ask me the case of Trey Trey, why Taked would you state, like, what's the time? The Mamza Trey Trey is a Suffolk. But the first kasha is that here we're talking about that the Yavim says Barili, like Taisha speaks out. It's Barili. So if it's two against two, what's up if you believe in second Edom? And number two is, even if you do say it's a Suffolk, it's only a Mamza Suffolk. But Mamza Suffolk, Mamza, it's only a Suffolk Mamza. Why does our Mishnah say it's a Mamza? V'chi tema our Mishnah when it says Mamza. It means really Suffolk Mamzer. And it's Loidok. No, but our Mishnah is very meductic. Why? But Menatani Seifa, Harishon Mamzer, V'achronei Mamzer, Shmami Yodafakotani. What's this Raya? It says in the Seifa that if someone, if the Eid Echa, let's say Eid Echa comes, says that the husband died, and she gets remarried to someone else, not a Yavam, she gets remarried. And then another Edom comes and say, by the way, he's dead now, but at that point he was not dead. So halacha is, the first child is a mamzer, but the second one that happens after they come is not a mamzer. And the question is, what do you mean it's not a mamzer? It should be a mamzer derabanan. Why? Because halacha is, since she got married illegally, she really has to separate from this new husband. And here it sounds like she stayed married to that new husband. And what's the halacha? It says, ain't a mamzer. Tosis, the beginning of the parak, says that in such a case, it's a mamzer derabanan. And here, our Mishnah says, ain't a mamzer. So you see, our Mishnah is talking about deraisa. So when it says mamzer, it means mamzer vaday. Shemam nadav ketani. So it's shver. If we're talking about two and two, why is it a mamzer vaday? It should be a suffix mamzer. Hello, lav, shmami, no. First, it was a chat. At first, it was an eid echad. And then, two eidim said, no, switched around the case of son, father, father, son. So first, eid echad said that the son died first, then the father, and that's the shalibim. And then, two eidim came and said, no, two eidim knock out one eid. And that's why it's a vade mamza. But time, but they make a deal. Time is also very trevach shua, only because two eidim came and knocked out the one eid. Halav, achi, if not for that, mehemin, you would have been believed. The Eid Echad is believed. So what do you see? Eid Echad is believed to say that you could do Yibam. Eid Echad is believed to say the husband died and you could do Yibam. So first a Mishnah, that Eid Echad is Neman. And tomorrow, at Shem, we'll stop Ikad Amri, and a Shiloh will tweak the Shiloh a little different way. But this Gemara Shiloh was, is Eid Echad Neman enough that the husband died that he even could do Yibam, which would be Matta Tu Esurim, the Issa Veish Shish and Issa Veish Shach. And the Gemara comes out, yes, you could be Neman. What's the pshat? Because lemaisa vidil gluye, so you are neman to say that her husband died, and you could do, you can do yibum with eid echad.